Welcome to Questions Worth Answering with Pastor John, where we provide you with a question each day to help you grow in your faith. I'm not the biggest camping person, but I can pitch a tent, I can cast a fishing rod, and I can cook on a fire. So I can survive if it comes down to finding myself in a wilderness. In all of Scripture, we find several references to wilderness experiences, but one of the most intriguing experiences is that of Jesus in the wilderness. And in Jesus's experience, I think we're able to answer today's question. What does the wilderness look like? First, I think wilderness shows us that there is a driver. I got my license when I was 16 years old, and without fail, since that time, I'm always the designated driver. I feel like I have a sign on my chest that reads, "Ask me, I'll drive," no matter where or with whom. When there's a road trip, I'm asked to drive. Here's something passengers realize. Getting me to drive relieves stress and takes pressure off of them to get to the destination. Scripture tells us about another driver. His name is the Holy Spirit. After Jesus' baptism, Jesus finds himself in the wilderness. And guess who takes him there? The Holy Spirit. Mark's gospel tells us that the Spirit of God drove Jesus into the wilderness. He didn't lead him. He didn't nudge him. He didn't guide him. He drove him. Here's what that tells us. When the Spirit drives, the passenger thrives. Allowing the Spirit to lead takes the pressure off and relieves you of the stress of trying to navigate through this life. Here's the other thing that the wilderness experience reminds us of is that we have help. Jesus was ministered to by angels while he was in the wilderness. I know we downplay the importance of angels in ministering to the saints, but they exist and they minister to us. Not only do they exist, they support us in the wilderness. The writer of Hebrews tells us as much when he rhetorically asks, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation?" That's in Hebrews 1:14. So be grateful today for the help that God sends your way. It will help sustain you in the wilderness. So today I want to remind you that you are not exempt from the call to the wilderness. When you find yourself in the wilderness, you'll find this. You'll find yourself finding strength there. You'll find faith there. And most of all, you'll find God there with you every step of the way.